Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, as you can hear, the Grand Hotel has come to life. It's a busy morning here on Mackinac Island with the conference well underway. We're joined right now by the president of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, Eric Lufer. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, good to have you back. We've talked in the interim, but 3 years ago when we sat here and talked, we were talking about your five-part series, Michigan's Path to a Prosperous Future. So we've had 3 years. Where's our prosperous future?
The bad news that we learned from Michigan Future and a bunch of others that are putting out the numbers, we're heading in the wrong direction. We tried to put the flare up 3 years ago to say, hey, everybody, this is a really significant issue that let's pay attention to that. And now we are finding that our population continues to wane, our population growth, that our income levels are dipping deeper and deeper, that our education levels are falling further and further behind. So we just got to keep pounding on the drum and letting people know that this is a significant issue that affects not only us, but our kids and our grandkids. And yeah, if we don't get this right, this is not a good trend to be on as a state.
I feel like the chamber is beginning to sound that alarm as well. Some of the things that you put out about what you've been talking about for the last 3 years.
Right. You know, it's gaining a little momentum in the business community, but one of the really significant things that we learned coming into the conference, the chamber did some polling asking people if they understand these issues, and people greatly overestimate how well we are doing as a state. And I always use the analogy of how to boil a frog, and I don't know that everyone knows that mm-hmm. analogy, but basically if you bring the water to a boil and drop the frog in, the frog jumps out and says, that's hot. But if you put the frog in tepid water and slowly turn up the heat, the frog doesn't understand it's boiling. All of us that have been in Michigan, things have just gotten worse and worse around us, and we haven't felt the heat getting warmer and warmer. And so this is our way of telling everyone the water's hot. We got to do something about it. We got to fix this problem, and we can't let it get worse.
Why do you think it is that people don't recognize that significant problem? We have an aging population. We're not adding to it. We're not getting younger here in Michigan. We're not attracting enough new business. Why don't people seem to understand that?
You know, that's a hard one to answer. I think part of it is, you live your everyday life, right? Wake up in the morning and eat your breakfast, get the kids to school, go to work, come home and get them to the soccer or baseball game or whatever, and you're just punching the clock and trying to make sure everything works right. So it takes some time to sit back and see things. I think part of it is getting a chance to travel. Yeah. Michigan being a peninsula state, where it takes a little more work to get to the other states and mm-hmm. see what's going on, understand that other places are experiencing better quality of life, better, more growth than we are. If you don't get there and see it, it feels very abstract. So there's probably a number of things to getting into that. I think the young people are voting with their feet. Right, they do get a chance to go on spring break or something and say, wow, that looks better. I'm going to get my diploma, I'm going to get my college degree, and I'm going to go find someplace else to start a life and start a family.
So how do we keep them here, and how do we improve this problem overall?
There's a number of things. There's no silver bullet. We have to deal with the tax structure. We have to attract businesses, high-paying businesses. Part of the message of Michigan Future is it's the college degrees that matter, the jobs that require those college degrees that matter. So not so much chasing factory jobs as chasing tech jobs and high-paying jobs. We have to address our cities, right, whether we're talking about Port Huron or Port Austin or Detroit or Grand Rapids. Make them attractive places that young people want to be in, places that they can navigate with good public transit and walkable cities, safe cities, addressing the school system, right? Everybody wants a better life for their kids than they had for themselves. And with Michigan's education system falling further and further behind, that's not a good proposition, that your kids are going to get that better education and have a chance for a better future. So we have to address everything. It's not just like, oh my goodness, if we would only get rid of the income tax, we would all be better and we could move on. We have to address many, many parts of what's going on in Michigan.
Eric, where does it start? Does it start at a conference like this? Does it start from the governor's office? Does it start in the legislature?
Leadership, right? So we have the business leaders of Michigan here. We have a lot of legislators and congresspeople. Having that, we need a plan. Mm-hmm. I think we heard that from Mayor Duggan last night, right? If Michigan has an economic development plan, it's not apparent to anyone. Well, that's not a very good plan.
Mm-hmm.
We need a plan. We need people to know what it is and buy into it and stick to it. We can't just every 4 years switch based on who the next leaders are and we're going to change direction. Let's set a long-term goal, get buy-in on that, and stick to it.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. We've talked about it with other people here this morning. We are a purple state, which on the one hand, you might say, well, that's great. We're diverse. We sometimes vote Democrat, so we sometimes vote Republican. But don't we run the risk then of just undoing what's been done over the last 4 or 8 years every cycle?
It's not only a risk, it's a reality.
Yeah.
We call it the Michigan 180. And we all experience, right? How do you turn left in Michigan? Mm-hmm. You're turning right and do a turnaround. Well, every 8 years or every 4 years, depending on the circumstance, we march one way for 8 years and we turn around and march back. Well, meanwhile, 48 other states are marching forward and they're sticking with a plan and going forward.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody comes in, they run on a platform and they want to show that their time in office is significant, but we need them to build on the past success, not change the direction and try doing things different. We need to find a plan and stick to it on education, on economic development, on infrastructure, on pick your topic.
You talked about technology jobs. That's the future. That's what today's college graduates are going to be dealing with, whether it's straight on technology or the technology that they use to do their jobs. A lot of that means we need to invest in technology. We need data centers. We need alternative energy. And there are a lot of communities that are very resistant to that. How do we solve that problem?
Knowledge. This is something that the Citizens Research Council is all about, right? Better information leads to better government. So we have a paper coming out in a couple of weeks that's going to try to explain a lot of the data center issues. They're not the boogeyman that everyone makes them out to be. They're light industry. Mm-hmm. They have some externalities to them, have some cost, but that's manageable. Just like bringing in a auto supplier, just like bringing in a lot of different things, it could affect your immediate neighbors, but if we take precautions, if we are aware of that going in, then we can account for it and minimize how people are affected. But we're not in a position in Michigan. We don't have a lot of businesses knocking at our door saying, I want to invest a couple billion dollars in your state. And why are we turning them away? We need that investment. We need those jobs. We need the technology type industries that are going to come and want to be located close to those places. So, you know, today's technology, the fiber optics and things, those data centers could locate in Ohio and Indiana, and we'd still benefit from it. Everything we do on the cloud with our phones and everything else, we're not going to necessarily be negatively affected in our everyday lives, but if we want to have that economic development and build around that, then we've got to get off our high horse on the data centers and find a way to live with them and make them part of our lives.
So if we find a way to do that, if we do all these things that you're talking about, if we get a comprehensive long-term economic plan for the state of Michigan, we figure out a strategy, how long does it take to really start to see some improvements in Michigan?
It doesn't come quickly. We should, have our eyes wide open on that. On some things, You know, business leaders from Michigan brought up the people from Mississippi who within a generation have seen a real turnaround in their education mm-hmm. system. So, you know, some things we'll see quickly, but this is more like turning around the oil tanker that takes a long time. This is not a speedboat that you pivot and just get it turned around in a minute. But we need to create the plan and put the wheels in motion now so that our next generation, our tomorrow's leaders can enjoy the benefits of that.
Real quickly, Eric, could you just kind of explain what the Citizens Research Council is?
We are a 110-year-old nonprofit organization that studies state and local government policy in Michigan with a goal to just helping it work better. Very independent and nonpartisan with everything we do. We're a small shop. We have 10 people dealing with state finance, local government finance, education issues, infrastructure issues. And our goal is just to get information before people, civic the elected officials, but the citizens that elect them, and help people understand those issues, understand the tax system, understand how we organize our governments, understand how the state budget affects them. We're about to dig into a project on Medicaid funding and how the changes coming down from last year's H.R. 1, the federal bill, is going to affect our individual states and your ability to, whether you're on Medicaid or not, how that's going to affect your access to health care. So a broad range of issues, and it's all about public policy, and it's all about how that affects every one of us as a citizen of the state.
And if there's somebody out there that's listening and says, hey, I want to find out more about this, what's your website? Where can people connect with you?
crcmich.org, crcmich.org.
All right, very good. Eric, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Eric Lufer with us, the president of the Citizens Research Council in Michigan. Let's check weather real quick here on WPHM.